the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, volume 11. This is letter number 3584, Baruch Hashem. The 26th of Sivan, Tovshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. So, the Rebbe says, I'm receiving, responding to your letter from Sunday. What do people write to the Rebbe? All kinds of problems. This person's business wasn't doing well. His livelihood. So, writes to the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, as you requested, I will mention you on the Holy Tzion of my father-in-law. The Rebbe wrote the titles for your livelihood, for the business condition. And the Rebbe prays for him that I hope that you should be able to give good news very soon. And the Rebbe says, I'm sure I don't need to encourage you, but the advice, the known advice to prevent difficulties in widening your livelihood is that first and foremost is to increase tzedakah. Because Hashem says, the Hashem who is the one that feeds and supports everything, Hashem says, ubichanuni no bizois. If you're going to test me, please test me with this, which means Hashem says, if you want to test me, you're not allowed to test Hashem. Like, you're not allowed to say to Hashem, oh, if I do this mitzvah, bargain, make deals with Hashem. You know, I'm going to do a mitzvah, and therefore you're going to give me something. No, no deals with Hashem. But there is exception. Tzedakah, if you give charity, Hashem begs you. He says, if you want to test me. Give tzedakah, and you will see that it will increase, that that is a actual allowed test for Hashem, that Hashem will give you. And the Rebbe brings down, our sages say, when Hashem gives you, there's a double meaning. It's not just what you earn. It's one thing, you can earn $1 million. My father of Hashem used to say, if you earn $1 million, but you spend $1,000,001, you've lost money. You know, you want to, first of all, you want to earn money. But then you want to make sure that the money that you earned is spent in places that you are happy with spending money there. God forbid, sometimes people have money, they have to spend it, you know, their car breaks down. Well, I shouldn't say God forbid for that, that's okay, not so bad. Sometimes for health, sometimes for different situations that you have to spend a lot of money. So when Hashem gives the bracha, it says like this, when the Kohanim say the bracha, they say, Yivarechecha, Hashem should bless you. That's bless you, give you the blessing. But then they also say, V'yishmerecha. V'yishmerecha means that it should be protected. It's not just a blessing, but that when you get the blessing, should be protected. And you should be able to use it healthy and happy. And the more the Rebbe says that you will give tzedakah, the more success will increase. And the Rebbe ends with a bracha. So what the Rebbe says, I'll pray for you, but the Rebbe says, let me give you an idea. Idea is give more tzedakah. You give more tzedakah, the more tzedakah you give, the more successful you'll be.